Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong here from the studios at Open Door Church. Welcome, guys. This is The Pulse. And The Pulse is always about us having our ear on the chest of Jesus himself so that we might know his mighty heartbreak. Ugh. I love his heart. I love his heart so much. Guys, welcome. Guys, this is episode number 10. And today, guys, we got a whole bunch of special guests that's going to be joining me here today. I have Brother Brian Swartz, NFL football player and pastor on staff, is going to be with me in just a little bit. And he's going to be talking about the move of God and the prophetic that's taking place right now. I have my good friend and pastor on staff and executive pastor here at Open Door Church, Pastor Jerry Sellers, is going to be giving a Redemption Ranch update. And we have some exciting news to tell you about some crazy things that we're going to be doing later during the year. I also have my good friend, Pastor Ryan Warren, who is over all of my student ministry here at Open Door Church. He's going to be giving testimonies and telling you where the heart of Jesus is for him right now. And then at the 140 mark here today, guys, I got my good friend, Todd Coconato. Pastor Todd Coconato is going to be joining me from Nashville, Tennessee, as we talk about the first 10 days of the Trump presidency and what it means, because it is a wow. By the way, do you know what a wow is? It means it's actually an acronym for Wonder of Wonders. Everybody say wow.
Wow.
Wow, there you go. See, this is why you never want to miss an episode here of The Pulse. Guys, I am going to be talking about the countless kingdom victories that we've experienced since Trump took over as commander-in-chief and what our favorite ones are. We're also going to be including the massive move to end the mutilation of children, both chemically and surgically, which is a breakthrough that's happened within the past 24 hours. Are you kidding me? We are going to be talking leadership and how we can apply law and order within our own homes and within our own churches and within our own businesses. And we had better jump on that bandwagon right now while the grace of God is moving that way. And then I want to make sure that you ask me questions by typing your question, give question mark, question mark, question mark, so that we actually see them. And then also, if you have something that you would like us to point out or some form of subject matter, I want you to put expression mark, wait, it ain't expression mark, it's exclamation mark, to express yourself. Yes, indeed. Everything I do is planned, friends. Everything I do is planned. Joining me here today is my good friend, Brother Zach Rippey. Zach, what's going on, man?
Hey, this is going to be a big episode. I have a feeling the Lord is whispering. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a good one. We got great guests on the show lined up. So make sure you share it. Make sure you like it. Make sure you do all the things to get it out there far and wide. And I'm happy to be here, man. I feel like Jesus is just moving. There's been a shift in the spirit, and things are looking up.
I've actually had a very stressful morning this morning, just to be very honest. It's just been stressful. I've just been like trying to put all these pieces together. There's a lot of people battling sickness right now. So a lot of my staff is out right now, like praying for these guys and praying for their kids and just trying to get everybody on the same page concerning this, that. And one of the reasons why everything is so scattered is simply because we have so many winds that are going on.
That's right.
And you got to be able to stop and just register that and go, whoa. You know, I was in the green room on Sunday meeting all of our first time visitors like I do every Sunday. Awesome teenage girl comes in there, which I already knew her from a video that you sent me, Pastor Ryan. And I was like, I recognize this chick. I was like, hey, I saw a video of you last week and you giving an awesome testimony. Again, she came to church, you know, just seeing how Jesus is moving in her life. Awesome.
Yeah, very good. I mean, she's carrying the testimony where we had a faith activation on Sunday, and she said, my friend put her hand on my shoulder, and then I knew my friend took it off, and then I felt another hand, and I looked over, and there was nobody there.
Okay.
And she goes, Pastor Ron, she goes, I don't know who that was. I was like, I've got a pretty good guess.
I got a good idea who that was. So, hey, Pastor Jerry, you know me, and you know that sometimes we have this thing happen where a hand will come on our shoulder.
Yes, sir.
And I'll feel it. And I, Patricia King was with me one time. She was sitting in my office getting ready to preach. And all of a sudden, man, she screamed like a scalded cat. And I want to tell you, she is a very conservative lady. I mean, she is a very conservative lady. And she just went, wah! She just started yelling. And like, what? She goes, I felt a hand on my shoulder and the angel of upgrade is here right now. And she just started worshiping Jesus. Okay, well, that's like a common thing with me. I hear knocks. I hear different kinds of knocks. I hear that one. I've heard that one recently. I heard a knock last night. I heard a two knock.
I went, whoa, like there's the old knock. Like, Jesus, you're so welcome. I have these kind of weird, crazy, supernatural things, you know, that's going on. But I can tell you this, when it comes to a hand on the shoulder or when God lays something on your shoulder, man, that's Isaiah 11:11 is what that is. Isaiah 22:22, where he says, I will lay upon your shoulder the key of the key of David. Is what he says. And you shall open a door that no man can shut. You shall close a door that no man can open.
I've heard you pray that over people before. And it's powerful.
It is powerful. And then people actually start experiencing that. So who else joining us today? I see that we have a whole lot of people from all over the planet Earth. Who do you see on there?
Yeah, everyone, thank you so much for commenting. Letting us know where you're watching from. We got Don from Tennessee. We got William Blair from Alabama. We got Frank S. from Eastern Washington. We got Stephen Prout from Midland, Texas.
Prout!
We got Rhonda Johnson from Joshua, Texas, Pastor Troy's stomping grounds. We got Dave Glenn from Illinois. We have Jocelyn Rojas from Pearland, Texas. I never heard of that before. Pearland, Texas.
Down in South Texas.
Yep. Y'all been growing up here. I didn't. Jill Henry from Lancaster, Texas. And Kelly Charles from Yukon, Oklahoma.
Brittany wants us to know that she's from Grandview and not Itasca.
Nobody said
that. Why would she go out of her way to make sure that you knew?
Somebody probably butchered it one time.
I have no idea.
Somebody probably said it wrong one time.
Or somebody, like, man, Troy, you pick on Itasca, Texas. Okay.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah. I'm from Joshua. Right on. That's right. Listen, I love rivalries. Now, I like them. I don't like bitter rivalries. I like funny rivalries. And it doesn't bother me a bit. Dude, if I was from Itasca, I'd make so much fun of Joshua. Who are you guys? The Mighty Owls?
The Wampus Cats versus the Owls.
And that's what I would say to them. Really, you're a Wampus Cat. What the heck is a Wampus Cat? That's like a fictitious. That's like Bigfoot. That's what a Wampus Cat is. It's like a Bigfoot, but it's like a cat.
Meow.
Yeah. Anyway, Itasca. Outstanding. Well, guys, I'm so happy that you guys are here today. Please like this. Please subscribe. Let us know that you're watching. Tell us where it is that you're watching from. You're going to love this. So I tell you what, let's do. Let's go directly on the road because I got a brother sitting on the side of the road right now, driving from South Florida to Northern Florida. NFL football player, played for the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? And he was also part of their franchise team, you know, their very first team, right? Which is crazy cool. And we actually, you pulled this up. This is a cool picture of him. This is a picture of him tackling Emmitt Smith. Yes, look at this.
There it is. Look at that arm, as you said, pre-show. Yeah.
I'm like, look. The old arm of Schwartz.
Schwarzenegger.
Is about as big as Emmitt Smith's leg. God. That's steroids. And that's illegal. I'm just telling you right now. Totally.
Juicing.
Yeah, no, Schwartz, you were definitely juicing. But now that you're staff, now that you're a pastor on staff here at Open Door, you don't juice up anymore, do you, brother?
Not the juice, my friend. I never juiced. That's one thing. I tried everything else, but I never juiced.
Okay. Well, yeah, I appreciate you pulling over on the side of the road. Where are you at? What are you doing?
I am in Jupiter, Florida. Is the connection okay, or is it a little bit slow?
Either your face is warped, or, you know, have you been like in a car crash? Have you been like had a bad day? Is everything all right?
Like, hold on, I'm moving. I'm mobile.
I like how he blurred his background.
You know what? Yeah,
like, try me back. We don't know you're in a car.
Yeah, try me back in a few minutes. That was an amazing interview. I'm so glad to be surrounded by professionals. You know, having professionals and being surrounded by professionals is like my highest honor. It really is.
Well, he's like, yeah, I can do it.
Let's do this. He's like, yeah. He's like, this will work. And then he's like, wait, is this not looking good? Like, well, thanks for testing it out, Schwartz. Gosh. Hey, Schwartz is going to be with us at the Super Bowl. Yeah. Whenever we do the Super Bowl, we've been doing this now for 30 years. We have a men's Super Bowl party. Oh. And it's like, well, we have all kinds of prizes. We have great prizes. Awesome prizes. Every quarter. At the end of every quarter, we have prizes and we have a ton of food. And then at the halftime show, we do not turn it over to Janet Jackson and her wardrobe malfunction that she had. Give me a break. Oh, cha-ching. We didn't realize that was going to happen. That's the stupidest thing. And I want to just tell you, the halftime show now is just a bunch of junk.
It's not cool anymore. I just don't like it anymore. Who knows? It's going to be woke. It's going to be ridiculous. Maybe this year, you know, since the witchcraft of woke has been broken off of people, maybe it'll be something different. But in the house, we're actually going to have a real NFL football player who's a pastor on staff here that's actually going to deliver a message on what it means to be a part of a winning team.
Come on.
And so I want to encourage you that if you're here within this neck of the woods, that you bring somebody. You bring somebody to this thing. Man, we got enough room for 1,000 people. Come on. And every year, girls are like, well, can't girls come too? Yeah, you can. But can I just tell you this? There's nothing wrong with you girls sending your boys out to be around a bunch of godly men. And if you're like, I don't feel comfortable with that. Yeah, don't expect your marriage to last, honey. You need to encourage your men to be around godly men. That's like, man, I'm happy that my husband's not out drunk with a bunch of knuckleheads. He's out with a bunch of men of God watching a football game. And we have a dadgum awesome PA system. And so if any bones are broken, you will hear every crunch. And we're going to have it cranked. It's going to be awesome.
And we have so much fade of screen, so we'll actually get to see it.
80 feet. Yeah, we have 80 feet of screens.
Yeah.
80 feet.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, so we'll have all that on. Now, here's the deal. This is the deal. You do it is not a ticketed event, but you do have to bring something. You got to bring food. No food, no entry.
I'm bringing sunflower seeds.
No, do not bring a dadgum. I had a guy about 30 years ago, probably 28 years ago. He came and he brought a can of Veg-All, and I'm like, get out. You go watch it.
They didn't even warm it up.
A can of Veg-All.
Like, he must have thought it was the food bank.
There you go. Yeah, you can put this at the food bank. I'm like, get out. Get out. This is an exclusive event for people that will bring real food. Real food. As a matter of fact, we're actually doing if you bring a dish or a dessert to share, we have prizes for the best chef. So you will get the award that we give away every single year. It's the Sumter Award.
Stephen Sumter.
The Stephen Sumter Award. Okay, Stephen Sumter was a good friend of mine that I grew up with who also was high maintenance special needs. Mm. Okay. He literally had some problems. And I mean, he had physical problems, he had mental problems. It was what he was, but Stephen had such a good heart and he was so sweet. And every single year he would think all year long, he was so cool. Cause when he'd talk, he just kind of talk like this. He just kind of talk like this. I'd say, Stephen, what are you bringing to the Super Bowl this year? I'm bringing armadillo eggs. What I'm going to bring. I'm like, dude, and he would bring it. And he would cook the same thing over and over and over again all year, trying to perfect it. And I just loved him. I'm going to tear up right now thinking about him. He was such a cool guy. I used to ride the school bus with him. And, you know, and anyway, he was my friend, and he loved Jesus, and he came to our church, and he won a bunch of those, not because he was special needs, but because he literally brought the best dish. And it was like, dude, you're going to win with that. Like, I know. I should win. I should definitely win. I can. You're probably going to win. And so he passed away. I'm amazed he lived as long as he did. Most guys with his issues only live to be in their 20s, and he lived to be, I think he lived to be 30-ish. You know, I don't know if you remember all that.
I think he was gone before I came.
Well, I did his funeral, and after that, every year, the trophy that we give away, the award that we give away, we do in his honor.
That's so cool.
And so, and that's really cool for his family. His family really appreciates that. And so come out and get, I double dog dare you to win the Stephen Sumter Award of Excellence in Cooking. Now, if you're like me and you're like, man, I ain't got no time to cook for you cats, that's okay. Go get a big box of bird. Go find some barbecue. Find me something that is edible and bring it here and bring a lot of it.
Just don't go to HEB, buy tamales, wrap them in bacon, and enter them into the contest. We'll eat them, but you can't put them. You actually got to cook it.
Yeah, we're saying that from experience. Now, joining me from right here across, Pastor Jerry Sellers has a Redemption Ranch update. What do you got?
Man, we've done so much. Last year, we was able to minister to 286 rescuers. Throughout the fall, we do something special when it comes to hunting time. We actually bring pastors in that have gone through the thick and thin and barely hang on by a thread and pour into them and give them a world-class hunt. We did a roundup with Father and Sons where we brought some cowboys in and worked on all our cattle. We have men's events. We actually have a ladies' event this Friday called Ladies Bold Encounter.
The Bold Encounter.
Yeah. Where they'll actually go for 24 hours intense going after an encounter with God. We got Women's Quest, Men's Quest coming up. We got a Men's Work Week coming up March 10th. And then I believe in April, you and Pastor Leanna is going to be there for a weekend with us doing a couples retreat. And always a big time.
The marriage retreat is a really big deal. And that's a big deal. If the stars are out, man, we'll do a star party. Leanna pours into them. I pour into them. We do that. We also, as he said, we have pastors and leaders that come out. And we also have, like, we have a big veterans event for guys that are veterans. They're going to be coming out there. We have 550 acres there on that property, and then just right down the road, we have an additional 170 acres. How many animals do you think that we have on both properties? Just give me a ballpark number.
Over 170, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, right on. So really, really, really cool. And then we will do so many fun things, and we also have a target range. We got a 100, 200, 300. We have about a 500, and then we have an 800.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a big deal. You start hitting that 800, that's a big deal. And then there's a lake where we can fish at, all kinds of fun stuff. Guys, how do we find out about Redemption Ranch? Where do we find out about it?
RedemptionRanch.com.
Okay.
And then all the events that are coming up, if you'll go to opendoorexperience.com, go to events, and all the events are there in the calendar for Redemption Ranch coming up.
I just got it. He just asked a nice question. Hey, do you still want Brian on? And I'm waving him off. I'm just like... Is he pulled over on the side of the road?
He'll be here for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he'll be here for the Super Bowl event.
With all his manliness.
Yeah. So I tell you what, let's go ahead and bring him on. Now, listen. Brian.
Oh, his head's back to normal.
Yes. Brian, you actually look like a real human being now.
My goodness.
You actually look like, you know, the blurry Nephilim. You know what I'm talking about? How that they will transform one thing to another thing and all that, which... I don't like to say the word trans in talking to you, but I...
No trans. No trans.
That actually became against the law last night. Schwartz is like, no more trans of kids. You know, just thought I'm all about that. So praise God. Brian Schwartz, you're pulled over on the side of the road. You were a failure the first time you tried to communicate, but this time, this time your work is bearing good fruit, my friend.
Is it? Okay, I'm just making sure because what I'm looking at still seems delayed, but... It's good to be with you guys. Man, so many great things happening in our world right now. And you can just feel the shift, man. You're talking about rulers, authorities, powers, leadership. That's shifting right now. And it's a great time to be alive, my friend.
It is a great time. So I'm asking everybody around the room, what is your favorite? Now, let me throw this out there. 1 Corinthians 15:46 says, first comes the natural, then comes the spiritual. Now, this is true as far as promised land living goes. It's not true as far as wilderness living goes, okay? In the wilderness, the Lord is always in front of you, and once he moves, then you respond. In the promised land, which is after Jesus, right? We should be living in the promised land. God is watching us, and then heaven responds. And so a lot of times when you see a breakthrough, 1 Corinthians 15:46, first comes the natural, then comes the spirit, right? There's a reason why we anoint somebody with oil and then we believe for heaven to respond, right? And we're actually going to do that tonight at Open Door. We are anointing one of our newest pastors as a pastor in the house. And so we're believing that heaven's going to respond to the prophetic act that we did in the natural. Now that I've said all that and knowing that you understand that, My friend, you do understand that, right?
I do. Okay. Yes, okay. I agree 100%. Yeah, in the wilderness, I mean, all the wilderness time, he supernaturally led them. There was a cloud by day, a fire by night. Then they get into the wilderness. The circumcision happens. They enter into the land. They start feeding off the land. But now they're living not just for faith. They're living from it. They're not just living for promise. They're actually participating in it.
That's correct. So first comes the natural, then comes the spirit. And again, that is 1 Corinthians 15:46. Now that I said that, there have been so many things in the headlines here over the past couple of weeks, the first 10 days of Trump's presidency, which is the equivalent of 76 years of Biden's presidency. You know, he literally spent over a year of his 4 years on vacation.
That's right.
Literally over a year of his 4 years on vacation. Okay.
He needed the rest.
Man. And then the rest of the time, he just sat and stared at the wall and drooled. It's okay. So his whole cabinet has been actually running the government and all this. Well, Trump comes in. He's a leader, and he's got bam, bam, bam. What is something that stands out to you? What's one of your favorite things that's happened over the past 10 days? And then how can we apply that or believe God for something in our own within our own lives?
You can see the power of action. Like literally being on the active roster, not sitting back on the sidelines. With leadership, there's an inescapable quality of leadership. It's the inescapable nature of being the head. And so like in a family, I'm either a good one or a bad one, but at the end of the day, I'm leading the charge. And so you can see the world's been waiting for somebody to step into a role of leadership and be decisive and take action.
Come on.
What you saw him do in the first several days is just somebody that has the courage to just follow through and take action. This world needs men, especially right now, all of us, of course, but men in particular, to get on the active roster, to get off the practice squad, get out of that mindset and get after it. And what he's done at the border, what he's done with bringing justice to some of the worst offenders on the planet, and then what he's done with other governments, you just see the power of rulers and authorities. And when the head of a nation is ruling and leading, it affects the entire nation and actually has an effect on the entire world.
You guys agree with that in here?
100%.
Yep. Brother Ryan, what is your favorite thing? What is your favorite thing that you've seen happen over the past 10 days? And how do you think it applies to all of us?
Yeah, so I think my favorite thing I share with you is every state is being put, there's a spotlight on each individual state. And you can hear the Lord in that the state that you're in is super important. You got to be aware of what state you're in. Mm. So you have some governors in California who back in December tried to get $50 million ahead of time to Trump-proof their state, right? Mm. So my question becomes for California specifically, how can you get $50 million to Trump-proof your state, but then you can't turn the water on?
So Trump actually goes and takes the army out there and turns the water on.
Right. So that goes back to what Brian's saying. It's just a leader who's like, I know exactly what to do.
I know where the spigot is.
So you've got 11 states who are opposing, you know, some of the governmental freezes that he's doing. So those states are being highlighted. Right now, if the minute that you become opposed to what's happening, you immediately become a Democratic state.
Mm.
Regardless if your House and Senate shows otherwise. So every state's being highlighted. I think over the next year, every state's going to have to decide as a state level if they stand with Israel or not.
Come on. So this is a Joshua chapter 5 moment, as I've been saying. And this falls into that prophetic word, Pastor Ryan, that God gave me about it's a Joshua 5 moment. Okay, are you on this side or are you on that side? Actually, we're on the Lord's side because he's here to take over right now.
That's it.
And even though it's shown on the rosters that we were this side, but we've actually been acting a different way. You could have got away with that up until now, but you can't get away with it anymore.
Not now.
That's a great word. Mm. That's a great word.
Yeah.
Right on. So, Brother Zach,
yeah, what do you get? You know, it's interesting. In pre-show, I said one thing, but as I'm hearing this conversation unravel, I'm starting to see it's like choosing one of Jesus's miracles as your favorite. You know, they're all special as what Trump is doing. And me being 30 years old, I haven't seen political leadership look like this in my entire lifetime. So this is all very new to me of seeing what somebody that steps into the arena and wears the suit and does what he means he's going to say.
Come on.
You know, it's more than just words. It's action now. And I even think during the first presidency he had, he was working against so much he didn't know who to trust. And it was almost like he was asking for permission to do these things. But now he's taking executive powers to do these things, and he's letting everybody else listen to him who's calling the shots.
If I had this, if I would have thought about this, Brother Brian, I would have had this clip, but I didn't think about it. But when he was sitting at the press conference last week with the mayor of Los Angeles, and she was saying, you just need to know that we're going to get this done as quickly as possible. And everybody in the room knows that they're not. Everybody knows, yeah, it's going to be 2 or 3 years. And that's what y'all think. But your safety is our concern. And there's really not anything we can do. And then he turned to her and he said, but you've got executive power. And you could literally change everything with your executive power.
Yes.
But you refused to take action. So he used his executive powers and went and took the army down there and opened up the water faucet. But he told her in front of everybody, you need to use your executive power. You have the ability to do this. Take action. And she wouldn't do it.
Yeah. It's. I was driving down to South Florida yesterday, and the Lord was, I was just crying. You know, you get these long drives, you can pray and cry out. And it felt like the Lord was like, there's a big difference between MOA and MIA. men of action and missing in action. And I think what you saw the last several years is a president that was just missing in action. And he had everything at his disposal. What Trump was demonstrating there is really something for us in the ecclesia, the church of God, to really understand is like power that's unutilized is a waste. And Trump is able to use his power in such a way that it makes him, it actually legitimizes authority because power and authority work together. And what you're seeing in Trump is power and authority working together.
Pastor Ryan just now said something, and it has to do with the discussion that Jesus had with Pontius Pilate when he said, you wouldn't have any authority unless I gave it to you. Tell us that. What did Jesus?
Yeah, and Brian, I've talked about executive functioning. That is a God-given thing that he puts into every person. Our personal agency, that is something that God gives to us to glorify him. So the ability to, like, so for Trump to say that, the Spirit's in that room saying, you've got a God-given ability to function on an executive personal level. Are you going to do it or not?
Oh, my God. Well, I want to tell you, I'm loving it. Man, let the heathen rage. Let the wicked foam, man.
Come on, let's go.
Let them all throw the biggest fit they want to throw, and let's go in Jesus' name. You know, this last week we rescued a baby boy on Sunday.
Come on, baby.
And you know what? We're not sitting around hoping somebody does something about sexual trafficking. We're like, no, we can do something. God Almighty's given us authority. I want to show you guys a picture. This is a baby. Boom. Look at that little hobbit.
That's a cute baby right there. Great facial features, I have to say.
I can't wait to see him face to face, man. This is in Uganda, East Africa. The week before that, we rescued a baby. Here, let's look at this guy.
That's baby Jaden.
Hello, Jaden.
The next Jaden Daniels. Come on.
Come on. And so you know what? We are rescuing kids. We're doing what it is that God Almighty has called us to do. We're not sitting around going, well, we just feel like we've been neutered and people are mad at us and we are very upset that people don't agree with us and we're scared. No, that's not what we're doing, and that's not what people of God are supposed to be doing. We have actually seen it demonstrated, Pastor Jerry. A leader has stepped up to the plate, and the second he was inaugurated, he said, let's do this publicly. And he had all these things. He's like, I'm starting right now. See, it started. Boom, 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 boom. And actually, he was actually functioning as the president of the United States on an international level for months and months and months and months while Joe Biden was, you know, eating soup in the old folks' home. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, okay. He's like, no, I'm doing all this. Boom, he could do it. And that to me, man, Pastor Jerry, that's a really big deal to me, man.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. 200 executive orders the first day. 200. There's only two genders. And that, everybody talked about that, but they actually pulled that up and highlighted it. Says, and life begins at conception.
Come on. Amen. Come on, man.
And then I saw later that he stopped funding the Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
Boom.
Boom. Well, on the day that he was inaugurated, the president of Planned Parenthood killed over and dropped dead. And it's like, I fear the Lord when I see that. I'm not celebrating that she died because she was a real human being. She has family. And, you know, there are people that love her. And I'm not making fun of her. I will tell you this. When the president stepped up as a real leader, the president of Planned Parenthood fell out.
Joshua 5.
That's Joshua 5. And so that's what I'm saying. We ought to be able to look at that and go, I think we better get with the agenda of the Lord because he's not here to pick sides. He's here to take over. That's what God is here
right
for.
There.
Yeah.
He's not here to pick sides.
It's amazing through all this. One day in, he found $480 million to go to California and North Carolina that FEMA didn't have. But all of a sudden, the president who took action found it.
Because these cats are stealing all that.
Exactly.
And so what they do is they just create chaos so that you won't pay attention to the fact that they are obviously stealing everything. Well, there's a new sheriff in town, and I like it. So there's a number that God Almighty stamps on things when there's a new sheriff in town, and it's the number 10. So 10 represents perfect order all the way through the word of God. When God says, okay, this thing is out of order, I'm going to put it back into order. And he does it one of two ways. When he deals with the gods of Egypt, he gives them 10 plagues. And those are specifically judgments on the gods of Egypt. And those are not just fictitious characters. These are actually little g gods that God Almighty says, I'm coming after you cats. And so all 10 plagues of that. But then once they went out there and they got out in the wilderness, the brother comes down from the mountain and they have lost their minds and they have another little G God that they're going to worship. He gives them 10 commandments. So it's like, you're either going to get your lane and you're going to operate in your lane, or you're going to get the atomic bomb and I'm going to blow you out of the water. But it both comes in the form of 10, and that's what perfect order is. Pastor Brian Schwartz, I can't wait to see you next week, man.
We're going to have a great time over the Super Bowl. And I don't know what's going on in this feed right now, but I love you. We'll see you all later.
Love you, Pastor.
Goodbye, Pastor Brian Schwartz. God bless you, and may the Schwartz be with you. All right. There you go. He also said, and also with you. That's what he always says. And also with you. Amen. Hey, Pastor Ryan, it's so good to have you here with us today, man. What else you want to say before we close up here? Because about time for us to close up.
I think one thing you said, and that you've been reminding us, this is about God using what's going on in our country to speak. He just happened to be using this. He can use anything that he wants.
Yes.
The main subject is that God has love for people. Yes. There's a grace that he's pouring out. That's the main subject. If he flips the script and wants to use another avenue or another thing to talk about it, he can. But right now, the reason this is important is because he's wanting to speak through what's happening.
We have to be tuned into the heart of God, which out of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? If you're into the heart of God, you will actually hear God speak. Your hearing ear comes from you being a man after God's own heart.
That's good. And he wants to speak to you.
And he does want to speak to you. And he does have a word for you. But your receptor has to do with, are you going to care about God's heart? Right. Are you going to go after his heart? What was you going to say?
Yeah, so if you had a household and the person leading it had one agenda and everybody else in the house had another agenda, God could speak through that, not on the same page. There are 11 different states right now that have a different House and Senate party affiliation than their governor does.
Wow.
God is speaking through that.
That's crazy.
And every single one of those governors have term elections coming up in 2026. Keep your eyes open.
He sets up kings, he tears down kings, and he changes the times and the seasons.
That's it. So we could have that same God principle if we're talking about school principals or superintendents or CEOs.
Yes.
We could talk about anything you want. Can you hear what God's saying in it?
That's outstanding.
I think we're in a season of, and this is a scripture that you unpacked many years ago, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We're in, and being the season of the open window, we have the opportunity to be vigilant and take back ground that we gave up a long time ago. And it's a time for the church to rise up and be violent.
Get up in Jesus' name. Do not lay down. Don't let them push you down. Don't let them walk on you. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. It is a time now, right now, to take it forward. Now, look, if you were advancing while there was a tremendous pushback, man, you ought to be running right now. And I want to say this to you. Hey, my woke pastor friends, you failed and you did not pass the test. Here's what I'd say to you. Get with the Jesus program.
Yes.
Listen, God Almighty has trusted you with his bride. He's trusted you with his church. He's trusted you with his people. And now that this witchcraft of woke has been broken, repent and come out of that mess and go, you know what? I'm a kingdom guy for the rest of my life in Jesus' name. Friends, I'm about to go to a video and I'm going to show you something. It has to do with a recent rescue that we did. A girl by the name of Naomi that we rescued down on the border is so special. And whenever we come back from this, I'm going to be joined by Pastor Todd Coconato all the way from Big Time Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Guys, watch this. So when we first rescued Naomi, she's just a 15-year-old hobbit. She has been a slave since she was 11 years old. She saw and she witnessed the murder of her father right in front of her. They came into her home, burned her house down, murdered her father, and sent her mama off into sexual slavery one direction, and sent her as an 11-year-old off into sexual slavery into another direction. And because she's about to have a baby and they didn't want to have to take care of the baby, the cartel had let her out and just said, swim the river. She was pulled out of the Rio Grande, trying to cross the river, literally 9 months pregnant. She was drowning. She couldn't swim. She's so pregnant, she could not swim. So we had her, and I looked that little girl in the eye, and I told her, I said, today's a different day for you.
You hit the jackpot on being rescued at a time where I'm actually visiting one of our rescue homes. I said, I'm your Papa Troy, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm so sorry that you saw what happened to your daddy. I'm so sorry for what's happened to you over the past 4 years. But things are very different. You're going to have this baby. We're going to pay for you to go to a nice clinic. And so I told Suwanami, look, this one's mine. I want to take care of her. I want her to have special treatment. She's come out of something really, really, really bad. She said, okay. Suwanami called down a few days later, and to our horror, we found out that, yes, she had to have the baby. Everything was fine. But a different government agency had come in and separated the baby from her because they weren't convinced that she could take care of her baby. Well, she couldn't outside of us. My heart was so broken because I promised that little girl nothing bad was going to happen. And something bad did happen. So then we had to find her, and then we had to find her baby. Suwanami is so awesome. She actually found the girl, found the baby, and got the little girl reunited with her baby. I didn't think I was ever going to see her again because she lives 18 hours away from the border now. And she rode on a bus 18 hours, a 15-year-old child with a 3-month-old baby, 18 hours on a bus. We're like, you ain't doing that anymore. And so we're changing all that. When that little girl walked in holding that baby, I couldn't believe it. It was crazy cool.
Well, it was indeed crazy cool, and it continues to be as we raise this little girl. We have her in an apartment now, and she has another rescued girl with her. And the rescued girl that is living with her is 23 years old, and she also has a baby. And so, you know, that's one of the things that a lot of people really would not consider unless we brought it to your attention. A lot of these girls that we rescue, of course, we're rescuing their babies. Right on. Man, that hat is right in my shot right there. There you go. Right on. Thank you. And so it's a big work that we do. And like there's a 17-year-old girl that we rescued in India a few years back. And I actually had the privilege of going to be the person that went and picked her up. When I went and picked her up with a team of other people, she's 17 years old. She had 5 kids. So that means that she had a baby at 12. She had one at 13. She had one at 14. She had one at 15. And she had one at 16. And now she's 17 years old and she has 5 babies. Like, wowzers. Okay. Well, it's like, dude, we got 6 for the price of 1. Let's go. Let's go. So we were shocked at that. But it also just illustrates the life that she's lived as a slave and how important it is for the body of Jesus, not only to be committed to her rescue, but to be committed to raising her and her 5 kids for as long as it takes. As long as it takes. Right on. Well, this has been a lot of fun, and I wanted to say this to you, that if you're somebody that just was watching this, you're like, I want to get in that fight, you need to get in that fight. You need to call that number. Call 817-418-0888 and stand with us today. The only reason why we have about 4,400 kids under our care and not 44,000 is simply partnership. That's it. And so, man, you stand with us, it will help us, and it will help a ton of people. Now, joining me from Nashville, Tennessee, is a good friend of mine that I met last year at the NRB for the very first time. Though I was very aware of who he was, I was very aware of his voice. I even knew his history. I knew about, you know, him growing up in Hollywood. I was like, oh my gosh, I saw him and went, man, I would love to talk to this guy. I never would imagine that we would be close friends and do the ministry together. But he's here with me today, my good friend, Pastor Todd Coconato.
My brother, it is so good to be with you, Pastor Troy. I'm excited. I've been listening to the conversation. Great, great conversation. I want to get in on this.
Come on, man. Oh, I know that you do because this is right up your alley, buddy. This is right up your alley because we're talking about President Trump and what happened the first 10 days, how that the natural precedes the spirit, and we can expect huge breakthroughs. We ought to look at these things as even as prophetic acts. And at the very least, man, we need to celebrate it, and we need to make a big deal out of it.
That's right. You know, I feel like a lot of people have forgot how to celebrate. I feel like a lot of people have forgot how to win. You know, sometimes we can just sit back and say, thank you, Jesus. You know, you answered our prayer. Pastor Troy, I know you were at a couple of these meetings, but, you know, one of the things that really encouraged me during this election cycle is I saw denominational barriers come down. Thank you, God, for one of the first times in my life. And the body of Christ got together and prayed and fasted And I believe the Lord responded to the prayers of the righteous. Now, it doesn't mean everything's done. We just stop. You know, obviously, we take back by force, as we've just been talking about last segment. But, you know, we've got to just for a minute say, thank you, God, for what you've done. I mean, I know you're reading the numbers. And by the way, what you're doing is one of the most important ministries out there. Everybody needs to understand this. And I know a lot of pastors around the country, but what you're doing, Pastor Troy, is truly remarkable. And it's such a timely thing, and it's such a needed thing. And in the first, I think, 10 days of President Trump's presidency, we've already seen thousands of kids that are now being rescued and being returned to their family. And what a difference a day makes. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait to interview you on this subject matter. But I mean, just that alone shows the difference in the administration, where one seemed to not really care. And I know you probably toured the border facilities. I've toured the border facilities, and I've seen over the years, you know, these amazing officers, Border Patrol and ICE, and they've told me, Pastor Todd, you know, our hands are tied. You know, we have handcuffs on right now. So I spoke to some of these guys as the administration was changing, and they were just so ecstatic and like, we can finally do our job, and this administration is for us. So there's just so much to talk about, but I'm encouraged. I think the Lord is moving. And then, of course, we're seeing spiritually a great awakening in our country. It's happening in churches. It's happening outside of churches. The young people are interested in the Lord, which there's been a shift in the younger generation. So, you know, there's just so much opportunity right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel it. You feel it. It's Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is our banner. The momentum has changed on the battlefield. Jesus is manifest. You can actually see where he's at on the battlefield. And now, you know, we got to fight for the heart of the king. You know, that's what we got to do. And I, too, am so encouraged. Actually, just since COVID, let's talk about this for just a second, because when COVID happened, which it actually, the very first entrance of COVID was on Martin Luther King Day on January the 20th in King County, Washington. That's wow. The first time it showed up. And it showed up on January 20th on Martin Luther King Jr. Day in King County. And it's the coronavirus, right? Okay, well, you go 5 years later from that, and on January the 20th, you have the inauguration of President Trump and him stepping up to the bat and declaring that there is a new sheriff in town. And right there, the perpetrators are literally on the same stage as him.
Oh my God. So crazy.
Dude, I was freaking out. And we actually watched it as a staff meeting, okay? And I had it on the big screens at Open Door Church. And we were watching it as a staff meeting. And I had a microphone in my hand. And I was like, look at this, man. And we were totally freaking out. And he gets up there, right, literally feet away from the people who've done all that they could do to dismantle our nation, that weaponized the government, that came after us. They censored us. They called us names. They bullied us. They tried to force us to do things that we did not want to do. They stole our money. They opened up the borders, and then they were irresponsible with at least 300,000 children and said, well, we don't know. We just can't know. Nobody can even look into it. Please don't look into it. That'll make us look into you. And boom, all that was reversed literally 5 years to the day that the coronavirus entered into our nation. Five represents grace. Boom.
That is amazing. I mean, if you think about it, we've been fighting for the last 10 years, over 10 years for this country. And even since Donald Trump put his hat in the ring, and look what's happened. I mean, look what's happened. Like you said, COVID and all these different things. We've so many people have awakened to understand the fake news media, as President Trump calls it. Right now we're seeing in the press room, they're going to allow podcasters to come in. There's a changing of the guard. Folks are more awake probably right now. Now I'm not talking about woke. I'm talking about awake. Understanding the propaganda, understanding, you know, look at the red dye that they just outlawed. You know, there's so many different things that are happening right now. You have RFK hopefully getting confirmed. And if he does, I mean, that just speaks to the fruit of President Trump. If we had a chance to meet RFK. He was on the tour with us. And the man is a really solid guy. I mean, his views are very positive when it comes to making America healthy again. We need to be healthy. I mean, if you look at pictures of the beaches in the 60s and 70s compared to today, clearly something has changed. I mean, there's so many different ramifications for the foods and the dyes and the, you know, GMOs, and, you know, other countries have outlawed some of our cereals that our kids are consuming. I mean, there's so much to this. So this is what's so amazing. And I love what you said about, you know, he prepared a table before his enemies. Here are the people that literally wanted to take this guy down. And here's President Trump getting inaugurated. They're calling it the greatest political comeback in history. And if you think about it, even the World Economic Forum has been dumbfounded. I mean, did you see that video the other day where he was in front of the World Economic Forum?
Did.
And he went in like a boss. He was on Zoom. he's speaking to these bankers and all these people. And honestly, I thought they were going to give him all these gotcha questions, but really they were kind of in line. I almost like they were kind of excited about it. And his answers were amazing because he's just like, look, we want to clear the environment for you to be able to make money and, you know, for commerce to happen and for America to have prosperity and energy independence and our companies to, I mean, if you talk to the CEOs, and I know you do, they'll tell you, I mean, the regulations and the way that the U.S. has been operating under the last administration has been so stringent, so ridiculous, and so much bureaucracy. And so, you know, it seems like even some of the folks that historically, I mean, look at the tech industry. You got Zuckerberg going down there in Mar-a-Lago. You got all these people coming. You know, it's amazing. It's remarkable to see what's happening right now.
Well, so let's go back and forth here. What's your favorite thing? And then I'll tell you my favorite thing. Okay. So it's like, because we have so many favorite things. And then also too, how that I'm just like, as a pastor, and you are, of course, are also a pastor, to ignite and to activate people in the body of Jesus and say, man, you better recognize what kind of day this is. This is a go, 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 go day. This is not a no, no, no day. This is not a backup day. You know, even just in all of my media, I've decided to do something that is at a whole nother level. Hopefully you're going to be a big part of that. And we got some plans in the future and we're all working behind the scenes to go, no, listen, we got to go. We got to go to the next level. We got to do this thing. I'm not going to fight for the old thing that doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to fight for the new thing that Jesus is saying. It's there if you're willing to fight for it. And so for me, man, and I got so many favorite things that's happened.
No, it's hard to pick one.
Oh, Zach Rippey was saying a while ago, it's kind of like trying to pick one of your favorite miracle Jesus did. I thought that was funny. They're like, hey, that's good. Okay, I'm just going to just start off with this. Boom. Closing the borders, sending the military down there and say, we're not playing. This isn't martial law. We're not taking over. We're going to back up the people that are willing to do their job, and we're firing the people that are not willing to do the job. And by the way, out of these, there's actually some people say it's over 500,000 kids that are missing. Some people say it's 300,000, but however many it is, it's hundreds of thousands of kids. And as Obama said, I don't know what magic wand anybody's going to wave to make these good things happen. Boom. First week, they found 75,000 of them. It doesn't take a magic wand. It takes somebody who is willing to stand up and say, I'm not afraid. I'm going after this. That's one of my
things. I mean, that's very, very important, probably the most important, because you had military age men coming over the border. You know, you had these cells and all that. So I think that from a security standpoint, and of course, the kids are most important. I think that's number one. So you kind of took my number one, but I agree with you, brother.
Man,
but let me say this, DEI, okay, yep. And there's so many, but the killing of DEI and the killing of these trans surgeries, which are all kind of related, you know what I'm saying? But
yes.
Anybody that works in the corporate world knows that this DEI, you know, the way that they were hiring folks wasn't based on merit. It was based on their color of their skin, which is exactly what, by the way, you know, our MLK fought against. Yes. I mean, he said, you know, by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
That's exactly
right. Yeah. So it's literally crazy how the left has changed so much. You know, they supposedly the party of the people, but meanwhile, they were pushing this whole DEI thing. And this is going to be a game changer because it's actually affected productivity in many of these companies. I mean, quality, American goods, everything has been affected by this. Many people's jobs, many people are watching right now. Your job has been affected. Schools, education. I mean, it goes so deep. The government. I mean, this is so crazy. Trans soldiers. I mean, can you imagine when you're up against like the Chinese military or the Russians, and they're taking Kalashnikovs at like 6 years old and putting them together? You know, and then you got a trans who's worried about some therapy that they need to get and some, you know, I mean, it's just so insanely wicked how dark it got. Mm-hmm. But this is there's a reverse now. There's a change, and so to me, that's a big one, man.
Oh, let's just continue on that, because I actually, the whole thing, and I've been saying this for the past couple of months, woke is literally witchcraft. There is a witchcraft that goes with woke. And when that witchcraft is broken, suddenly it's okay for people to have a right mind. And it's like in the midst of a woke environment, nobody is allowed to have a right mind. You have to call good evil and you have to call evil good. And you have to flip values according to something that is chaotic and something that is destructive. There is not a single person in Southern California that when their house was on fire, got on the phone and said, please send me some lesbians to put out this fire. Okay.
Oh, crazy.
Okay. That's what they said. That's what the literally the fire department said, you know, our most important thing is that if, you know, if someone is a person of color, that people of color show up, that if someone is gay or trans, that people that are gay or trans will show up because they will feel much more comfortable if their like kind show up. Nobody was excited and said, yay, the lesbians have arrived. That didn't happen because number one, they didn't even show up. And number two, they didn't have water to work with. Because of their DEI and woke policies. I'm so happy to see that turned. And then the mutilation of children as of last night. Oh, Zach Rippey's here with me. And Zach, you were saying this, you know, that this was a big one for you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just believe that this is such an attack on children. If we're willing to let the most vulnerable people in our society, children, go through with something like this and just mask it as healthcare, I think we have really bad problems as a culture and as a future. And so to see that kind of mitigated and thrown out and so many things of that nature be the reason that Trump came in and did all these things, it's a beautiful thing. So I'm very uplifted by that. And I know that it's gonna teach kids what's right and what's wrong from the very early age.
Well, just for people to be able to stand up and say, man, you can't have our kids and can't do this. Todd, it's been so obvious that this thing is so wrong and that the government paying for it, we're going to call it healthcare. And I mean, all these, this insanity, this absolute insanity. And it's just being flipped and it's being flipped in 1 week. And wow.
Yes. I don't understand how any pastor who has any inkling of the Bible or the Spirit of the Lord, which of course a pastor teaches and should be filled with the Spirit, how they could not see this as a positive. How folks are, I know that you spoke a few minutes ago to woke pastors, and I just, it really blows my mind because it's like, clearly you're not reading the Bible that we're reading. And I just read too, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be the first, state guest that President Trump's going to have, most pro-Israel president, most pro-life president. I mean, we could just go down the list. I don't really have anything that's a major red flag yet. And I do promise that if there's something that it really concerns me, I'll be vocal about it. But so far, I just keep seeing win after win. What about you, Pastor Troy? I mean, is there anything concerning you?
Well, we're going to be winning. And you're all going to get tired of winning and you're going to say, oh no, we're winning too much. And I'll say, no, we're not winning too much. I'm telling my whole team.
You're winning.
Yes, we're winning. I'm telling my whole team, hey man, we need to make a long list of win. And we thought was going to take a year and let's get it all done this week. Let's get it all done next month. Let's go. Because man, I am very encouraged. Very, very, very encouraged. And no, I haven't seen, I mean, there's like things like, okay, these AI places. Okay. I mean, I know that we have to compete on that level. I know it's going to happen somewhere, but that stuff is just scary to me. I don't like that, but it's not a red flag that we're not turning it all over to China. We're actually supposed to be developing ahead of the communists. So that's not a red flag.
It's like another arms race. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. And so it's like, if we don't participate in it, then what does that look like? You know, China would obviously be eating our lunch and they're a communist country. There's definitely concerns about this. And I think we need to, you know, have our eyes open about it. But, you know, you can train the AI. I mean, there's some positive things. We could have this broadcast translated into any language in a matter of minutes, you know, less. I think the Christian community, I remember when the internet came out and there was a lot of concerns and, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff about the internet, but there's also, you know, look at where we're now podcasting on the internet and broadcasting to folks that maybe otherwise wouldn't be able to hear us. And so, you know, there's always going to be negatives, but I think there's some positives too. And so I really think the body of Christ, you know, Alan DiDio is really good in his book. He talks about this, but you know, I think we need to engage and know how we as the body can take the territory in this manner and not be afraid of it, but also be wise with our eyes open. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, I do too. I agree 10,000%. I mean, we're not Amish. We're not going to sit around and just go, hey, we're going to have our own little society and the rest of the world can do whatever they want to do. No, we're going to engage and we're going to bring the kingdom in every form of society. And know this, we're going to engage in the kingdom that are very dangerous places. The internet is a dangerous place. I mean, it is. And it is a dangerous place, but we need to be fully engaged in that. And I say the same thing with AI. We have to be fully engaged.
And Todd, did you see that so many other big investments are flowing into America in this kind of realm right now from SoftBank, Oracle, and OpenAI are investing over $500 billion into the AI infrastructure, as well as Saudi Arabia agreeing to invest $600 billion into America. So it seems like all the biggest players in the world are betting on America to succeed with this new administration.
That is the biggest thing that most folks don't understand. This is going to translate to jobs and prosperity. And we as the body of Christ need to utilize that. So, you know, there's many folks that have talked about a lot of wealth that's coming to the body. And this is one of the avenues. You know, we got to think about that. So, I mean, we have a president that's pro-energy. He wants us to be energy independent. He wants us to drill, baby, drill, open ANWR, open the Keystone XL again. I mean, if you think about it, almost everything that the Biden administration, whoever was running the show, because we still don't know who was really running the show, maybe Obama from the basement or who knows, you know, but the bottom line is almost everything that they were doing was anti-American, anti-American prosperity, pro our enemies. Our enemies were prospering. I mean, it was literally pushing China and Russia together, you know, rising the BRICS up faster than it needed to be. It's almost like there's a pause on all these things now, because now folks are saying, hey, we can work with America. There's a president that's pro-America, which every president should be pro-America.
I mean, it should be.
You know, but there's the factions of it's the globalists or a businessman that has come in. And that's what I tell folks that, you know, some folks say, well, we don't really like the way he tweets or whatever. Here's the thing. We had two choices. We had a World Economic Forum puppet who was a woman that was a globalist that was literally just doing what the bidding of the elites like Klaus Schwab. And, yep. You know, and then we had Donald Trump, a man who has a track record to be pro-religious liberty, pro-freedom, pro-constitution, pro-life, pro-Israel. You know, I don't really understand how anybody that's an American citizen would want the other side. I mean, it's going to cost you money. You're not going to prosper and you're going to have less rights and freedoms. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's not supposed to make sense because it's all about drama and it's all about feeling and it's about being programmed on what you react to and what you don't react to. There's no logic or any sense in any of it. And that to me tells me what a dangerous ideology it is. Like dangerous. I mean, when you have transgender people saying pro Hamas, pro Palestine, I'm like, you have no idea. Like, okay, you're not dealing with a reasonable human being. You're not dealing with someone that has logic. You're dealing with someone who has been programmed as to what to be triggered by, and that's their trigger. And like, you're not talking about reasonable people within society. You're talking about something else. And so it's up to us as the body of Jesus to answer evil with the goodness of God and actually bring the truth, that we have a tremendous value for the truth, that we are brave. You know, you were talking about earlier, Pastor Todd, man, you were talking about, I speak to woke pastors all the time. I speak to them. I'd look directly into the camera and like, hey man, I see you. And this is ridiculous. Every godly person is hoping that this will be obviously stated. Okay. Like there's some things that are obvious that need to be dealt with that have not been dealt with yet. And I'll give you two of those before I address my woke pastor friends. But one is this: I'm tired of these chemtrails. And I'm tired of what that is and nobody addressing it. Why are we not addressing that? And I'm also tired of pornography having free reign on every single form of anything that is connected to the web. I'm sick of that. Like, how can you not see the dangers of that and what it is doing? I'm tired of going through my feeds and having to erase this and erase that and erase that and knowing I can never turn this over to one of my grandkids. That should not come to me. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it feeding trafficking. I'm tired of it. You know, the reason why that there's so much trafficking in the world is because the whole world is addicted to pornography. And I'm tired of it. I'm saying shut it down. Shut it down. Okay. Well, nobody's addressing that. And the reason why they're not addressing that is because they are paid by lobbyists to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars to not address it. Okay, well, there's some things that are obvious that everybody wish would say. Would somebody please mention this and do something about that? Here in the body of Jesus, Todd, over the past 4 years, righteous people have been hoping that little guys like me and you would go ahead and be brave and say something about. This is obvious. Like whenever Roe v. Wade overturned, there are some of my favorite churches and some of my favorite church organizations on the planet Earth put out these piece of, you know, we don't want to address this because we don't want to offend our friends. It's an offensive subject matter. We just choose to tell people about Jesus. I was like, what? That was a church win. We are literally rescuing children from the womb. The spirit of Herod, the spirit of Baal, the spirit of Babylon, all of that stuff. Like, you can't be friends with that and call yourself a Christian church. You can't do it.
That's right. You can't. Yeah. And God's exposing it. He's exposing it. And the folks are hungry. And more people are seeing this. And I know you hear it all the time, but people constantly say, you know, I can't find a church in my community that's speaking of these things. And at first I used to think, you know, how could that be? But it's true. There's a lot of areas. I mean, there's a lot of places where there's no pastors aren't addressing it. I mean, I remember when President Trump was shot, you know, and then that next week there was, I mean, most churches didn't even mention it. Yeah, didn't even mention it. If he would have just a centimeter change, it would have caused such a cataclysmic chain of events in our country. We could have gone into civil war. I mean, people don't understand the we dodged a bullet. Yes. We the body of Christ, we the American people. And think of the grace that the Lord gave us. And also, I think he really changed President Trump in that as well. You know, because people that know him that are close to me say that he's a changed man, that he knows that God spared his life and he knows he's on a mission. You know, so I just think all this is, everything is connected. You know, I came out of Hollywood. You mentioned that earlier. And it's like, I used to see a lot of this stuff there when I was a kid that I didn't fully understand what I was seeing. But as an adult and as the Lord has redeemed me and I got saved, you know, I start to understand it's all connected. I mean, look at Epstein and Weinstein and all these different things. And it's all intertwined with what you're doing, Pastor Troy, and exposing these things. And this is what we need to be, a united front. This is wickedness. It's demonic. It's evil. It's a spiritual battle. And if somebody is not mentioning it, I don't even know how you could sit in that church and under that leadership because they're missing so much. I mean, it's very hard for me to understand.
Not only did churches not mention it, but a lot of people actually joined forces with the bad guys and would literally march Black Lives Matter into their church and just say, hey, we apologize and we just want to give you guys the floor. We want you guys to be able to speak. And in the name of evangelism, literally sign up with the enemy of Jesus. And like, what are you doing? So I just say this, you know, man, I talk to woke pastors all the time, say, you know, you failed. You failed. And we saw it, and it happened in broad daylight. And here's what I say, repent. Come out from that mess and repent.
That's right. Come out from among them. You know, speaking prophetically, I feel like, you know, we were in, we were in the 2-minute warning before the election, right? It was like the 2-minute warning. Now we're in extra innings, you know?
Come on.
And when you're in extra innings, what do you do? I mean, you fight harder, you know, everything's on the line. Yeah, I don't think we can stop praying like we prayed before the election. I think we need to keep that prayer shield going. I think we need to keep taking the territory. The worst thing that the body of Christ could do, in my opinion, right now is go back to business as usual. The worst thing that we can do is get comfortable or say, oh, President Trump's going to fight our battles. I think God has availed an opportunity for the body of Christ to be who we're meant to be the head and not the tail, to take back the, because the battle is not over. It's literally just beginning. I mean, yes, we won historic victory, but I believe that was so that the body could then get into, you know, okay, what are we going to do? It's like the spotlight is on us. So it's frontline pastors like yourself that I pray to God folks would support and understand the mission, because you were bold when it wasn't popular, when it wasn't cool, you know, and taking the brunt of the warfare and the people online and the haters, and people don't understand how many levels it comes from. And I'm just going to tell you this, talk about what a difference a day makes. I had in my city here in Tennessee, in Nashville, we had people from our church that went to a parent meeting and were being labeled from the FBI. There was a bulletin that went out that said that they were people of interest, that they got to watch these people because their parents that didn't want the woke nonsense in the curriculum, right? Now, switch till today, Kash Patel, who I pray to God is confirmed. This is a guy that I went to 12 cities with, Pastor Troy.
Wow.
I mean, I know the guy, you know what I'm saying? So I go from being like an enemy almost, it's so crazy, as a pastor to literally hopefully somebody that I know being the head of the FBI. And it's just, that is just amazing to me. Like, wow, you know?
It's amazing. Well, as Mario Murillo said, whenever, and I'll never forget him saying this. It blew my mind. The day after Trump was elected in 2016, and Hillary didn't even come out that night. She went back to her spider hole, and she was gone and didn't even address her own people that night. Just like, no, she has so much pride. You know, she's just gone. And so I remember Mario Murillo said, this is not just a win for the nation. It's a stay of execution. Mario said that. And I went, ooh, man, I'm writing that down. I never forgot it. And now we've had this happen again. And the church cannot go to sleep this time. We have got to be actively involved in every single level that has anything to do with governing this great nation. We have to do that. Yes. Todd, we're going to go behind the veil. And what that is we have a lot of partners at ODX.TV at level two, so we call stage two and stage three. They partner with us on a monthly basis. And then we have a private small chat with those guys where they ask us questions. And then also, too, we don't have to worry about getting censored, right? So I'm going to go. Me and you are about to go behind the veil, and we're about to do that. Will you go back there with me, and will you help me answer a bunch of these questions?
I would love to. And there's a few things that I want to share that I haven't shared, so I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, let's do that, my friends. Guys, I am speaking with my good friend, Brother Todd Coconato, and we're going to go behind the veil. But first, I'm going to turn this over to my friend, Brother Zach Rippey.
Yes, my friends, if you guys want to join us, please go to ODX.TV. Your membership actually goes to supporting what we're doing here to rescue kids all over the world. Last year, we rescued and raised over 600 kids last year alone, and we're believing God for so much more. So just know that when you sign up for this exclusive content where you get to go behind the veil with us, you're also contributing to this mission that is so important right now in the body of King Jesus. And as Troy always says, it's going to be the hands and feet of Jesus that are coming for those kids, and nobody else is going to come save them. So thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for standing with us there. And don't forget, we also have a new series showing up on that platform a few days early. It's going to be called The Heavenly Happenings, where Pastor Troy is just going over some of the amazing things that he's seeing in the stars and in the space and how everything's are lining up in the constellations. You're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be a very fun experience.
Can I just comment on that?
Go ahead, man. Talk about it.
Man, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament show his handiwork. Day into day it utters speech. Night into night it reveals knowledge. And there is no language where their voice is not heard. Okay. So, Todd, I don't know if you're still there, but I got to mention this, okay? I'm sorry, I got to go back to this.
He was tweeting.
Dude, I know. Dude, listen, I'm sorry. So you guys know that I have a book that's called Looking Up, and it's about how God speaks prophetically through the pictures in the sky and all those kinds of things, how that Jesus said that there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and all those kinds of things. And I love it. And they all say the same thing as the Bible because the author is the same, okay? So I preach on that, and I do star parties, and I do crazy things. Zach, I know that you heard me say this, and this is so real, Todd. I don't know if you know this or not, but back 3 years ago, there was a planetary parade that I went outside at 5 o'clock in the morning to see. And a planetary parade is when it's in perfect order, meaning it starts off, you know, you got the sun, and then you have Mercury, and then you have Venus, and then you have the moon, and then you have Mars, and then you have Jupiter, and then you have Saturn. Okay, well, it was in perfect order. I went outside early in the morning because you got to be out early in the morning right before the sun comes up to be able to see Mercury. It's like really hard to see because it's so close to the sun. It's tiny. And I'm like, boom, there's Mercury. Like, wow, God, I wonder what crazy thing you're going to do. And by the way, this was in the month of June during the parade month, okay, where you have to see all these ungodly parades take place. Well, God had his own parade in the heavens. I go inside my barn, I turn on the television, and it says Roe v. Wade has been overturned.
Mm.
Okay, blew my mind. Totally blew my mind. Now, we go to 2025. On January the 20th, there was a, not planetary parade, but there was a planetary alignment.
Great.
And it happened on January the 20th, the day of the inauguration. Okay, on the last planetary alignment, which was even more specific as a planetary parade, we had the overturn of Roe v. Wade, and abortion was in bad trouble. On the day of January the 20th, as President Trump was stepping up to bat, the president of Planned Parenthood dropped dead.
Right.
Mm.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, no.
I know.
You can't make it up, and you can't even deny it. It's actually happening. So we're starting a new monthly thing called Heavenly Happenings, and we're pointing out cool stuff that's happening. And and tying that into biblical stuff. So
yep. We're going to do that once a month, every single month on ODX.TV. We're going to release it early on that platform. So make sure you sign up, and we'll also be putting it on YouTube at the beginning of every month. So you can share that around and just get more people engaged with that. And if you're a part of this church and you're in the DFW area, please come out to the food bank this Saturday. Pastor Troy and the team are going to be out there feeding people all over the Metroplex. And we'd love for you to be out there either serving or just come and getting us some food and filling up your
8 a.m. is when it starts. Yep. The Saturday before last, guys, we fed over 4,000 people. We gave away 140,000 pounds of food. We do that every other week. We've been doing that every other week since the year 1990. So come out and join us.
So good. And then I did want to show you one of these reviews that came in for your book, Numbers That Prophesy, which is available on Amazon. People are starting to leave reviews, and we're just super grateful for that. This is from Lindsay. She said, for a follower of biblical prophecy, I was not able to put this book down.
Pastor
Troy Brewer did a fantastic job researching and connecting the dots in this book. Huh. He showcases how many historical events are connected and the historical power of that connection. Extremely well written on historical facts alone with biblical principles sprinkled within. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Brother, she's in the man. Come on,
Lindsay Lambert.
Lindsay Lambert is back in the will, telling you that right now.
You want to see another one? We got one more pulled up. Okay, come on, let's see one more. All right, 5 stars from Miss Kelly Mike Wazowski. All right, Pastor Troy did all the research and we reap the benefit of his knowledge and his insight. So glad he is in on our Lord's kingdom side. Great read, lots of exclamation points.
Oh, way to go, Kelly. Thank you so much for that. I know Todd Coconato left an awesome review, and he actually reviewed the book. He's actually in the in the book. And Todd, thanks for doing that, by the way. Thanks for endorsing my book.
It's an honor. It's an honor. It's a great book, and it needs to be spoke about. This is an area where I think it encourages a lot of people, and it gets them more on fire for God, you know?
Amen. Well, okay, well, let's go behind the veil.
Let's do it.
All right, friends, we're going behind the veil with Todd Coconato, and we're coming out with some edgy, cool stuff. You can only join us if you partner with us at ODX.TV at the Stage 2 level or the Stage 3 level. For everybody else, man, as I let you guys go across all of our social media platforms, please, 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 please be in prayer for my bride, Leanna. She's having a major, major surgery early in the morning, something we've been believing God for a long, long time, and I would greatly appreciate your prayers. God bless you so much, my friends. Bye-bye, everybody.